You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Recent events concerning the current version of the President of the United States make the chaos at the border actually seem secondary. Now that Biden's homage to Gerald Ford and Hillary Clinton is begging for deeper analysis, regardless that there was a blanketed media blackout by the leftist media over his fall up the stairs to Air Force One due to what they clumsily described as wind-related, there's cautious, and then there's the gold medal performance of the Air Force One Olympic event that 78-year-old brain surgery survivor Biden, the leader of the dwindling free world, pulled off. The White House will obviously fabricate anything to cover up the unrelenting Biden train wreck. Of course, what can you expect from an administration riddled with chronic potheads?
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it. And let me tell you.
And as the international community, led by Russia and China, throw more logs on the Biden fire, blindsiding Joe's amateur administration with fire and brimstone.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols.
所以我们刚才必须阐明我们的立场。
So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说你们从实力的地位出发同中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
I want to invite Biden to continue this discussion, but on condition that we do it live, online, without any delay, in an open, direct discussion. I think it would be interesting.
While the border is thrown into chaos.
Do you agree that Customs and Border Patrol encountered protection encountered more than 100,000 individuals in February, which was 173% increase from February 2020? Just yes or no?
The numbers with respect to February of this year are accurate.
Yeah, can you confirm that Customs and Border Protection's Donna facility was recently at over 700% capacity?
I don't have the precise figure. It was certainly over capacity, Mr. Ranking Member.
You said earlier in your testimony that the situation at the border is undoubtedly difficult. Well, given the tremendous rise and surge of individuals coming to the border, wouldn't it be fair to call it a crisis? Because that's what your agents are calling it.
Mr. Ranking Member, I'm not spending any time on the language that we use.
So we've known this is a crisis. What I learned in just the past hour shows that we are now dealing with a humanitarian disaster. What we learned in Midland just in the past hour is two things. One is they have no proven clean running water at the location. They were using well water that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has informed the federal government has not been proven to be safe. There's no telling what could be in there, including the possibility of arsenic. And then on top of that, more than 10% of the migrants at the Midland location have now tested positive for COVID-19.
The Biden administration, the president himself, promised to be incredibly transparent. So when can journalists enter these facilities? Why not tomorrow?
We are focused on our operations and the needs of the children. And at the same time, we are working to provide access to those Border Patrol facilities when we can do so.
As known terrorists are detained by an immigration department that can barely enforce anything under Biden's free-for-all cloud and pivot onslaught.
People even on the terror watch list, people from Yemen.
All right, folks, you can find and share this video on Infowars.com and band.video. Joe Biden is the crisis. By John Bound. This is American Journal. We'll be right back to begin the Daily Dispatch. Stay with us, folks.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 22nd of March, 2021. You're listening to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video, broadcasting live across the world from here in central Austin. It's very good to be with you here today. Quite a bit of news to get to, so let's not waste any time, shall we? Here it is, your daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 22nd of March, 2021. Tens of thousands protest against COVID-19 restrictions in cities across Europe, and we'll bring you plenty of footage in the show later today to show you the brutal crackdown attempting to prevent the people of Europe from contesting their lockdown measures. Large protests occurred in European cities on Saturday, with citizens tired of endless COVID-19 restriction measures scuffling with police, determined to forcefully break up any protest gathering against COVID-19 restriction policies. As many as 20,000 people demonstrated against lockdowns in Kassel, Germany, in what may be the largest anti-lockdown protest to occur in Europe, if not the whole world. But it wasn't just there. It was in Dresden and Stuttgart as well. You also had similar protests in London, demonstrations occurring across the continent in places like Zagreb, Croatia, and Switzerland were particularly strong. And again, later in the program, we'll show you some more footage of the brutal crackdown in response to the people of Europe saying, let us get back to our lives. I may not be back to normal for years. Infowars.com has the article. Mask and distancing could be required for several more years, British public health expert says. That's according to Mary Ramsey, the head of immunization at Public Health England. Ramsey told the BBC on Sunday masks and social distancing could be required for several years, or at least until other parts of the world are as well vaccinated as we are and the numbers have come down everywhere. Ramsey claimed that people have got to get used to wearing masks and practicing social distancing, telling the BBC that people can live with them, and the economy can still go on with those less severe restrictions in place. Less severe, the restrictions will be there. Don't expect to be let off the hook anytime soon. Meanwhile, here in America, the migrant catastrophe, I wouldn't even call it a crisis, the catastrophe at the border is reaching even greater heights. 15,000 plus migrant children now held in U.S. custody amid the border surge. The number of migrant children now held in U.S. custody surged past 15,000 on Saturday, with some 5,000 unaccompanied minors alone being held in a tent holding facility run by U.S. Customs and Border Protection and other stations along the U.S.-Mexico border. The detention of these minors shatters the 2,600 children held at the peak of the 2019 migrant surge. Once again, not a big question mark as to why this is happening, and we'll show you the videos later that prove it with no doubt. Who is behind this? You may be asking if you haven't been paying attention. Well, Breitbart.com has the answer. Corporate donors dominate push to give amnesty to 4.4 million illegal aliens. Multinational corporate executives who often serve as the biggest donors for the nation's political class are the driving forces behind an amnesty plan passed by the House Democrats and 9 House Republicans. Last week, the House passed H.R. 6, known as the Dream and Purpose Act of 2021, to provide potentially 4.4 million illegal aliens with amnesty and put them on track for American citizenship. All 218 House Democrats voted to support the amnesty, and 9 House Republicans joined them. In a March letter sent to Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the corporation's executives urged the Senate to pass the expansive amnesty. Those who signed off on the letter include tech conglomerates like Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Google, IBM, Uber, and PayPal. Also lobbying for the amnesty is the United States Chamber of Commerce, Visa, Marriott International, Verizon, Johnson & Johnson, Chobani Yogurt, Starbucks, General Motors, Target, and Hilton. A flooded U.S. market has been well documented for its wage. A flooded U.S. labor market has been well documented for its wage-crushing side effects, so much so that the economist George Borges has called mass immigration the largest anti-poverty program at the expense of Americans working and lower middle class. The biggest winners are corporations and investors who not only keep the cost of labor low, but also have a steady stream of consumers to buy their products and services. Be a good little liberal and serve the corporations. Border facility photos have leaked, revealing hundreds of children huddled in terrible conditions. Photos from inside the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Overflow Facility have leaked, revealing hundreds of children huddling on the floor of 8 pods, where each of which are supposed to hold 260 people, yet one of which had over 400 unaccompanied male minors crammed together, according to Representative Henry Kular of Texas, who provided the photos to Axios to raise awareness about the situation. This coming amid a media embargo, which means no mainstream media outlets have been permitted to inspect the facilities, and there's been a gag order on the border and customs protection agents for speaking about what's going on at the border. Border Patrol in Rio Grande Valley releases illegal crossers into the U.S. without a court date. Fox News confirmed Sunday that Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have begun to process and release illegal border crossers who claim asylum without issuing a notice to appear, allowing them to depart custody without scheduling a court date for a hearing. Instead, migrants are registered into the system with biometrical data taken, and they're released largely into the public, in one instance at a bus station in McAllen, Texas. The processing is being done mostly at temporary outdoor processing sites. The Border Patrol agents emphasize that this does not apply to unaccompanied children. So if you get across, you will, I guess, they'll take your information and then release you into bus stations in the United States. Usually they would say, hey, why don't you come back and go to court in a little while, as ridiculous as that request is. Now they're not even doing that. They're just saying, thanks for coming. Good riddance, and sending them off into the inner reaches of the United States. But that's not all. You also have ICE securing hotel rooms amid a growing number of migrant families. The Biden administration has awarded an $86 million contract for hotel rooms near the border to hold around 1,200 migrant families, family members who cross U.S.-Mexico border, DHS officials confirmed in Axios. So in case you're looking for perhaps a bit of corruption here or there, you might want to be asking yourself why we need to be spending an average of $72,000 per person to get hotel rooms. Somebody is making a pretty penny here. If only they'd stayed at Trump hotel rooms, then the leftist media would be very interested in who's getting this money. Yes, $86 million divided by 1,200 is $72,000 per immigrant housed at a hotel. Meanwhile, in the capital of America, the House Sergeant at Arms admits that, quote, no credible threat warrants Capitol fencing. There does not exist a known credible threat against Congress or the Capitol complex that warrants the temporary security fencing, announced House Sergeant at Arms Timothy P. Blodgett in a Friday email. Well, I could have told you that. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all fraudulent. Obviously it is. But that won't stop the Pentagon from attempting to brainwash their enrollees. It's not working quite so well, though. Pentagon extremism training needed for troops who see Capitol riot and BLM protests as similar. That's right. You got lots of examples now coming out about what exactly these training seminars are including, and there you see a picture of Pepe the Frog next to the SS symbol, next to a Keck flag, next to the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, as if these are similar at all. And you have many soldiers questioning, why are we receiving intensive training about how evil these groups are while Black Lives Matter has been permitted to riot endlessly in this country for the better part of the last year? As Infowars.com article denotes, here's the difference between the two. The Capitol, quote, riot was a mostly peaceful protest where five Trump supporters died, including a 14-year Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, who was shot in the chest by Capitol police officers while unarmed, while meanwhile the BLM riots were the most damaging riots in U.S. history, causing some $2 billion in insurance payouts alone. The police, FBI, and military kneeled before these protesters in humiliating acts of submission. The media covered up attacks on their own reporters so they could describe the riots as peaceful protests. At least 25 people were killed during the riots, and an unprecedented deadly crime wave followed. Yeah, there is a pretty big difference between the Capitol riots and the BLM. One was a peaceful protest, the other was actual insurrection. More on the other side.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or VasoBeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic.
And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com and Band.video. We continue with our daily dispatch to get you up to date on the weekend's news and everything going on in the insane fallen world around you. As we just noted, the Black Lives Matter, the head of the Capital State Police have begun dismantling the barbed wire fencing and protective barriers, noting that there never was really a threat or a reason to actually put them up. But they're also having trouble brainwashing their troops, as many of the troops are questioning why we're so intent on focusing on a singular peaceful protest, the largest protest in the history of America, a million people in Washington, D.C., completely peaceful, minimal damage to the structure itself. No weapons were found, and the only people who died were actually Trump supporters. Really incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Capitol riot top prosecutor says evidence likely supports sedition charges in some cases. Michael Sherwin, the federal prosecutor tasked with investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, told 60 Minutes in an interview that aired Sunday night, evidence collected thus far likely meets the threshold to charge some suspects with sedition. Any person charged with sedition is effectively accused of attempting to overthrow the U.S. government and faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Trespass on the Capitol steps, you'll face 2 decades in prison. Trespass into the United States, you receive a hotel room, fully paid, welfare while you're at it. Sedition charges, truly, truly incredible. Meanwhile, SWAT teams move in as spring breakers commit violence, destroy restaurants. The city of Miami Beach declares state of emergency. This over the weekend, SWAT teams and several local law enforcement officers are moving in to get a crowd of spring breakers under control after they refused to abide by the 8 p.m. curfew set by the city of Miami as part of a state of emergency declared by Miami's Mayor Dan Gelber. And here you see some of the white supremacist insurrectionists rioting in Miami Beach. What can we do to stop them? Who knows? Who knows? It's also just an incredible upswing in the amount of propaganda attempting to tell Asian people that they are under attack in America. Truly baffling stuff here. BuzzFeed News notes, here's how people are rallying against the anti-Asian racism after the spa shootings. People gathered over the weekend to take a stand against the violence and hate that Asian Americans face, holding rallies and vigils across the U.S. after the deadly shootings at 3 spas in the Atlanta area. The shootings Tuesday left 8 people dead, including 6 Asian women. The attacks came during a rise in hate incidents against Asians in the U.S. prompted conversations about the hypersexualization routinely faced by Asian women. The suspect had allegedly been a customer at 2 of the spas and told police he had a sex addiction. There wasn't actually a racial component to this, but that won't stop them from attempting to create more racial animus where it doesn't exist. And just a fascinating racial transformation is taking place before our very eyes. Kamala Harris, no longer highlighted as a black female this week, she's referred to as an Asian. That's right. The insanity of the left continues. In November, Kamala Harris was highlighted as the first black woman vice president. And now the headlines are saying why the first Asian American vice president must step in to stop the white terror. That's exactly what they're calling it. Washington Post notes, opinion, Asian Americans must not fight white terror alone. The white terror. Do I need to even expand on this? The white terror. It's not black terror. It's white terror. A 21, and of course, talking about this again, sex addict who killed the hookers that he'd been visiting over a little while, but they happen to be of the right race to allow the media to fabricate a racial cause here. It's really amazing. Just go. Maybe I'll have the crew pull up, you know, median incomes by race. We'll look up arrest percentages by race. We'll look up crimes committed by race. You'll see that not a single one of these measures are Asians doing worse than white Americans. They're actually doing better across the board in every possible way. Of course, these are the same numbers touted to prove that there's discrimination against black Americans, and yet these numbers are completely reversed when it comes to Asians. Really incredible. Median household for Asians is that $85,000? So almost $86,000 median income for Asian Americans. White Americans, $65,000. So I don't know. I guess Asians are discriminating against white Americans now. White Americans must not tackle Asian terror alone. It's all totally absurd. But this is the world that we live in. And it's all, of course, trying to get minorities to not go after each other and instead focus on the real issue, destroying white people. Really incredible. This is from LiveScience.com. More than 50 new environmental chemicals detected in people. These chemicals, which have never been observed in people before, were discovered in a study of pregnant women and their newborns. 50 new environmental chemicals lurking in people's bodies, the vast majority of which are little known or unknown compounds. They are many of them PFAS. They say we're very concerned about the exposure that can occur during pregnancy because it's such a vulnerable period of development of these newly detected chemicals. Two were PFAS's. Substances. These chemicals used in consumer products such as non-stick cookware and pizza boxes stay in the human body for a long time and can accumulate, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. 10 of the newly detected substances were plasticizers, or chemicals used in the production of plastics. For example, one of the detected plasticizers, a group of chemicals, are often found in fast food packaging and have been associated with adverse health effects. Two of the newly detected chemicals are used in cosmetics and one in pesticides, of course, contributing to the recent headlines, noting that within the next few years, the vast majority of people in developed countries will be incapable of reproducing as sperm counts will have plummeted to zero, and as well as a whole host of other problems. Meanwhile, the Democrats are dead serious about taking back that Iowa seat. That's how Politico phrases it. Essentially, they lost a congressional contest in Iowa by just 6 votes, and apparently that's enough for the Democrats to basically say, we won anyway. And 6 votes, 100,000 votes, what's the difference? The fact is it was close enough that the Democrats can overturn the results of the election and put their person in charge. This, of course, just setting the stage for them to do it more and more going into the future. If this isn't fought for, with every ounce of the Republicans being, they don't deserve to win ever again. Truly incredible stuff. Young Democrats, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and Socialists march in Lansing against effing police. They stop and harass a homeowner with a Trump flag in their window, bringing the true terror to the suburbs now. Congratulations. While your military is focusing on demonizing and destroying the people who peacefully marched on the people who actually make decisions, you have extreme leftists now confronting regular average citizens at their homes in displays of intimidation and indeed terrorism. That's your Daily Dispatch for the 22nd of March.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. Imrich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imrich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. And we're going to change it up a little bit today. We're going to try to take as many calls as possible, which means we're going to try to keep them as brief as possible. So go ahead and give us a call with your comment or your question. We're just going to ask that everybody who calls in, we just sort of state your piece, and then we'll comment on it and move on so we can get as many calls in as possible about any and all topics and issues going on today. Later in the program, I will be welcoming Scott Greer, highly respected man. He's 6'2". His IQ is 180. You're not going to 187, actually. Sorry, I don't want to undercut him here. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. And if you do want to support everything that we do here, of course, I ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the mega blowout sale, 50% off plus free shipping on top selling products. We've had to end the store wide free shipping and the previous discounts of the InfoWars Essentials sale. We're glad to introduce the new mega blowout sale, 50% off these incredible products like BrainForce Plus, Prostaguard, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones's Charcoal Toothpaste, Dr. Jones's Activated Charcoal Mouthwash, as well as the Cavachil, both extra strength and regular strength, and all of Emmerich's Essentials line of products is 50% off right now and free shipping. So you're going to want to go and take advantage of that, especially the BrainForce Plus. That always sells out fast, so you're going to want to go and stock up as soon as possible. Now, let's talk a little bit about the COVID tyranny, the pushback against it, and the doubling down by the tyrants in charge. And first, I want to show you a clip. Now, this, it's a little bit fishy. I'm not sure if this is an entirely accurate clip. What it purports to be is a prank done in Russia, where you have, and you'll see, you have a security guard standing in a mall starting to beat somebody for not wearing a mask, and you see everybody else immediately put their masks on. It looks a little bit staged. I'm just going to be honest. The reaction of the people there is so uniform and fast that it seems like a little bit of a setup, but it could be, you know, perfectly real, because the reality is this is exactly what's going on across the world right now. And we'll go ahead and watch this, and you'll see exactly how brainwashing works, how successful conditioning takes place, and the true use of terror to get people to obey. This is exactly how it works. So let's go ahead and roll this clip. Clip number 13. Here's a prank, a little prank carried out in Russia.
Так, стой. Маска где? Маску где?
Everybody just immediately whips their masks out in fear of being the next one to be beat.
Стой. Маска где? Маска где, говорю? Маску где?
And you see people coming up, immediately putting their masks on.
Маску где, я сказал, блин. Молодцы. Так, стой. Маска где? Маска где? Маску где?
There you see a guy trying to walk up an escalator just to give him enough time to put his mask on to avoid being beaten. Yeah, truly incredible. You know, again, this is essentially where we are. Now, some of those did look more real than others. So some of the reaction, I admit, maybe looked a little bit fishy, but that's what would happen if you were to actually carry out that social experiment there. Start beating somebody for not having a mask, everybody else, instead of perhaps standing up against them, saying, whoa, 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 what the hell? Just because he's not wearing a mask doesn't mean he deserves to be beaten. No, no. They comply. They immediately put their masks on like the good little servants that they are. So whether or not that's a, you know, real video here or just, you know, an all-around prank, it really does a great job of highlighting the use of the threat of physical force to get you to comply to something nonsensical, right? These people are walking around the mall without their masks. They feel perfectly safe. They don't agree with the law. But when they're faced with being beaten or obeying, well, they'll obey. They roll over like dogs. It's wonderful, isn't it? And of course, we're seeing this across Europe in reality, not pranks, not perhaps staged, but instead just the police viciously beating those who are attempting to regain some semblance of freedom in their lockdown countries. Let's go to clip number 6 here. Dutch police looking to make international headlines again this weekend. We covered it all last week. The absolutely brutal, savage beatings of protesters by police with batons and dogs and others. Let's go ahead and roll this clip of the Dutch police attacking lockdown protesters. A young woman being jabbed, and a guy comes to defend her. He gets his kidney smashed by this baton. You know, what's really telling is at the beginning, the dog actually starts to attack the police officer, because these police dogs are trained to go after the aggressor, and it's clear who is initiating the conflict in that. And the guy has to shove him down. You can see the dog, like, looking for instruction, like, wait, I'm supposed to attack the lady, the young lady in the nice coat there. She's the big danger, not the thug in the mask with the baton beating her. Yeah, the dogs know. The dogs haven't been brainwashed yet. Here's let's go to clip number 8. This is in the UK. Here, once again, we see the face of tyranny. We see a masked police officer surrounded by his well-armed friends, threatening and talking tough to protesters who are there enjoying a day at the park. Let's roll this with the audio, please.
I live in Westminster. I'm in the park.
You're on Northern Cambridge. Go home now.
Why don't you go home?
Your choice. Being filmed by everybody. You'll be going.
Yeah, you're being filmed as well, mate. But you covered your face. Because you're a coward.
We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah?
If only it was Black Lives Matter, they'd be kneeling instead of telling them to go home. They'd be praising them. They'd be joining in the protest. But no, this is lockdown. This cannot be stood for. Well, you want to go visit the pub? You want to visit the park? You want to sit on a bench? Yeah, prepare to get your teeth knocked out. Here, clip number 9. Hundreds of people protesting against coronavirus lockdown measures have gathered in central London, with police making several arrests. Let's go ahead and roll this clip. Here you see just the line of police officers actually being pushed back by the sheer overwhelming weight of the mob, doing their best to control them. These were scenes that were witnessed all over London, all over the UK, and all over Europe this last week. Yeah, enemies of the people. There's that domestic terrorist is hauled off by the upstanding, you know, very well-informed and respectable bobbies there. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Let's go to clip number 12. These are police on the back foot as tension builds in London. And you see the police line here backing up as things are thrown at them, as the rage against the lockdowns manifests fully, actually putting pressure on the police, who then return the favor and come swinging. And two hands, go ahead and bash that young lady with the camera. How dare they question the lockdowns? The unscientific, nonsensical, life-destroying lockdowns. You obey or you're beaten. That is the new paradigm. That is the new reality. It's for your health, folks. It's for your health that you'll catch a baton across the face or across the knee. Really, really incredible. Perhaps having reached a breaking point, we'll see how the New World Order controlled governments in the UK, the EU, and America respond to this growing pushback to their nonsensical and illegal lockdown measures. Time will only tell.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders.
All right, welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. You can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438. Text Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438 to receive your American Journal alerts each and every time we go live. Now we're going out to your phone calls. If you want to call in, the number to dial 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now. First, we go to Johnny in Denmark. And Johnny, I know you can go on for hours, but we're trying to get as many calls in as possible these days. So quickly, what do you think are the main problems that face humanity as a whole right now? Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
I was actually going to get to this A to Z thing because last week I was a little bit ill prepared for it, and then Savannah was on Friday. So here we go, A to Z, just to show how ubiquitous the problems are. Abuse, Blantifa, covidiocy, demonic possession, eugenicism, fractional reserve banking, gullibility, hoplophobia, irrational fear of guns, that is, and firearms, ignorance, jingoism, kleptocracy, LARPing, Marxism, NWO, oligarchy, pharmaceutocracy, QDS, Q derangement syndrome, both positive and negative, Rothschild, Satanism, tyranny, underachievement, Vatican, Windsor, xenophobia, yellow journalism, and Ziggyism. Ziggy being Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was both Jimmy Carter's and Barack Obama's NWO handler. And that's it. I was also going to comment on last night, the great caller from Florida, Steve, whom I usually agree with. He actually said that there was there is a virus. The evidence again is not only is there a new virus, SARS-CoV-2, but there's actually an almost unbelievably overwhelming negative preponderance of evidence for no COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, any pathogenic virus, or even any contagion, And again, I direct him and the rest of the listeners to the great video on band.video on David Icke's channel. David Icke talks with Out of the Box Thinker and Dr. Tom Cowan, among other things, his book from last year, The Contagion Myth, Why Viruses, Including Coronavirus, Are Not the Causes of Disease.
Yeah, very, very good point. And I really appreciate that list, Johnny, because you did a great job of really summoning up all of the various different issues that we're facing. And you sort of just look at it all from a bird's eye view, and you notice that these aren't all just separate instances of, you know, insanity here, insanity there. It's all part of one major insane movement. I mean, I was just thinking about it yesterday, and the fact that in 2020 you had lockdowns that don't work and mask mandates that don't work over a pandemic that isn't deadly, but you have to stay completely alone. You're not allowed to leave the house. You're not allowed to gather unless you're gathering in tens of thousands time after time after time in major American cities to protest, again, something that doesn't actually exist. The institutional racism or targeting of innocent unarmed black men for death by police, not actually real. So you can only get together if you protest the fake outrage that doesn't exist. You can only, you know, and all of these lockdowns are predicated on a fake disease that isn't what we're told it is. It's all absurdity piled upon absurdity, and leaves us where we are now with the government's resorting to physical violence to enforce their nonsensical mandates. Thanks so much for the call, Johnny. Let's go now to Gerald in South Carolina. Targeted biologics almost killed you. Thank you for calling in, Gerald. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, Harrison. Thank you for accepting my call. I've been trying to get through to you guys for almost a year to tell people about this.
Wow. Well, you're on the air now. Let us know what's up.
Okay, so all of these target biologics, Humira, Stelara, all of these things, they drop your immunity to the point that I'm in, what is it called? I'm with a doctor who takes care of all of these weird diseases.
Okay.
She's had a rise in this. It's called Mycobacterium avian complex.
Hmm.
It's a bacteria that'll even grow in your shower head. Most people's immunity, they already have it in them, but because their immunity is so high, it's not allowed to attach to the lung. And that's where it goes. It goes right to the lung. When we finally found it on me, I had a knot about the size of a baseball.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to go through over a year and a half of just triple antibiotics, some of the strongest ones that they make, and it's still not gone. She said, I'll never get rid of it.
And that's because your immune system had been compromised by some of the other
because
procedures?
Of the target biologics.
Mm.
Because of Humira. Because of Stelara. Congratulations, by the way, young man.
Oh, thank you very much.
I missed you the whole time you were out. I listen to you every morning. And quick plug.
Please.
I have just about everything. For everybody who hates vitamins, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, God, that stuff tastes great.
It is
I've
good, isn't it?
I've got the Blocket Pocket. I've got the Sat Phone. I've got the food. You guys, thank you for being here for us.
Well, we really appreciate it, and thank you so much for supporting us. You know, we wouldn't be here without people like you, and I really appreciate the call. And what you're really highlighting is a major failure of the, you know, so-called leaders of the world who are very interested in keeping everybody healthy, but only if it enriches the pharmaceutical industries, only if it comes with mandated vaccines. We've seen no push to get people to eat healthily or boost their immune system naturally or take vitamin D or any of the other myriad options that there are to, you know, better your own health and prevent yourself from getting sick, which, of course, we can help out with at InfoWarsStore.com to throw a quick plug in there myself. But, you know, all of these things that we're facing, they don't, it's not, you know, we aren't suffering from a lack of a vaccine that they're fulfilling, you know, some critical shortage in our, you know, bodies, you know, like we're short on some vitamin, like you cure scurvy by eating citrus fruits. Like we're not deficient in something that is then being fulfilled by the vaccines. These are DNA altering, RNA altering experimental serums that are being pumped into us because people don't eat well. We don't have nutrition. Our soil is depleted of minerals. So the GMO crops are, you know, basically just we're eating nothing good for us, nothing that builds up our immune system. So if we were to focus instead on building the immune system, on getting fit, on exercising, on not being overweight or eating too much sugar or what, you know, all of these sorts of things, we wouldn't be in the problem that we're in. But, you know, the leaders that be don't want us to have a healthy immune system. They'd much rather poison us, you know, starve us of nutrients and then provide the vaccines to cure us when we do get sick. It's a vicious cycle. And thank you, Gerald, for highlighting that for us. Let's go now to John in Colorado. We got 2 minutes, John. But you're on the air. You want to talk about Trump promoting the vaccine. Thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, I appreciate this. I just hope I could articulate my words as well as you. Okay, so let me just set the scenario. Okay, last year in 2020, we had an election. Okay, we had a guy named Mr. Joe Biden, lying, corrupt, deceitful, somebody that nobody trusted. Okay, and then on the other side, we had a man that was caring, considerate, truthful, and always looking out for people's best interests. Okay, now we're in 2021. Now, if the lying, deceitful person is the one out there promoting, okay, you need to get this vaccine, you need to get this shot, people are going to say, okay, this is Joe Biden, that lying dog. Why would I trust him? Why would I believe in him? Why would I get this vaccine? I don't believe a word he says. Now, on the other hand, if you had President Trump elected, okay, President Trump elected, people were following him by thousands, by millions. And he said, hey, I care about you. I have your best interest in mind. Get this shot. A lot of people would have got this shot. So if you really think about this, and I wish you would promote this throughout the broadcast all day, that if President Trump would have been elected, a lot more people would have died of this shot because a lot more people would say, I'm going to trust President Trump. I'm going to trust what he says, and I'm going to get this shot. And another thing, they could have gave him a fake shot just so they would go ahead and give.
And encourage everybody else to. Yeah, it looks like maybe you dropped off there at the end. But I completely agree, John. And it was a major, major mistake of Trump's presidency to promote the vaccine, to allow the lockdowns to take place. Just once again, he could have been a champion for the American people. Instead, he acted as a stooge for the corporate elites and got us where we are now. It is very troubling, but just another failure. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out,
except for Rainforest. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll get back to your calls momentarily. And I've noticed a bunch of people calling in and then dropping. I'm not sure if that's a problem with your connection or not, but if you called in and then get dropped without talking to anybody or something, just go ahead and call back in, because we don't drop people like that. So if you call in and get dropped, just go ahead and call us back. That's a technical malfunction of some sort. I don't blame us. Our system is perfect. It's your phone that's the problem. But no, I'm kidding. But do call in again if you do get dropped, because I've been noticing that on the screen there. We'll go back to your calls in just a minute, but I want to take this first short 5-minute segment at the top of the hour to cover a very interesting and very illustrating headline here. More COVID suicides than COVID deaths in kids. So before COVID, an American youth died by suicide every 6 hours. That's incredibly high number. Suicide is a major public health threat and a leading cause of death for those aged under 25, one far bigger than COVID. And it's something we've only made worse as we, led by politicians and, quote, the science, have deprived our youngest members of society, who constitute one-third of the U.S. population, of educational, emotional, and social development without their permission or consent for over a year. The median age, not the average, but the middle age of COVID deaths is 80 years old. COVID poses minimal risk to healthy individuals under 65, and even less of a threat to youths, those aged under 25. In fact, preliminary data suggests COVID accounted for barely 1.2% of all deaths in the under 25 age group. Graphically, that's the solid red line along the bottom of the graph below, the one you'd probably miss if we didn't draw attention to it. The distance between that and the solid pink line across the top, if that's caught your eye, well, that represents the other 98.8% of deaths that had nothing to do with COVID. A back-of-the-envelope calculation shows that, compared to 2018 and 2019, deaths per 100,000, 2020 saw one extra death among those aged under 5, an additional 1.5 deaths among those aged 5 to 14, and a whopping 23 additional deaths among those aged 15 to 24. Overall, deaths per 100,000 in this age group jumped from 106.4 per 100,000 in 2019 to 131.7 per 100,000 during 2020. That's an increase of 23%. And COVID only accounts for 1.2 of total deaths in the ages of 0 through 24 years. In fact, the biggest increase of youth deaths occurred in the 15 to 24 age bracket, the age group most susceptible to committing suicide, and which constitutes 91% of youth suicides. Indeed, as early as July 2020, just 4 months into the pandemic, CDC Director Robert Redfield announced that there had, quote, there had been additional costs that we've seen, particularly in high schools. We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides than we are deaths from COVID. We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdoses. Although complete national suicide data for 2020 likely won't be publicly available until 2022, Redfield's claim is supported by the increase in calls and emails witnessed by mental illness hotlines. Between March and August, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Helpline reported a 65% increase in calls and emails. The Trevor Project, which targets suicide prevention among LGBTQ youth, saw double its usual call volume. The jump in helpline calls hadn't let up by the end of 2020. In November, the crisis text line received 100 180,000 calls, its highest volume ever, an increase of 30,000 from the previous month. Over 90% of those were from people under the age of 35. Such deaths of despair tend to be higher among youths, particularly for those who are about to graduate or enter the workforce. With economic shrinkage due to lockdowns and forced closure of universities, youths face both less economic opportunity and limited social support, which plays an important role in preventing self-harm through social networks. Really, really incredible. 334% spike in intentional self-harm claims among 13 to 18-year-olds in the Northeast compared to the same month in 2019. Three times higher self-harm in a single year due to COVID lockdowns. This is what we're getting.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video, bringing you your daily update, dispatches from the global front here, with humanity hanging in the balance. What will be the future of our world? A lockdown, global governance, slavery, neo-feudal serf system, or human freedom? That is the question being decided right now by millions of people across the world. The great battle going on, now reaching its final act, as it seems like the globalist powers that be are now resorting to physical terror to enforce what they once hoped to bring about by coercion and propaganda. Really incredible stuff. I have more, shocking, disgusting headlines to bring you later in the program. Israeli researchers have grown an embryo outside of the womb. They're now claiming that they can create a human being by taking samples of two males and combining them. Absolutely shocking. 50 new environmental chemicals detected in people that have never been witnessed before. Many of the PFAs and other plastics leached into our water supply and our food supply, now affecting primarily pregnant women and their unborn children. Absolutely horrific stuff. And of course, don't forget, folks, we are charging headlong into war with China. Japan and U.S. defense chiefs affirm cooperation over Taiwan emergency. So just know, if you're in the armed forces, there is an invasion going on at the southern border with hundreds of thousands of people per month. Border Patrol say they're encountering something like 500 unaccompanied minors a day crossing over the Texas and Arizona borders. But you're not going to be dispatched to protect our country, but you may be dying to protect Taiwan against China, thanks in most part due to the aggressive nature of the Biden administration's foreign policy. You know, this great meme where it was like, you know, where it started under Trump, it was the leaders of North and South Korea hugging each other, crossing into each other's lands, laying the groundwork for peace between two heretofore intractably antagonistic opponents. They were hugging. They were having talks. They were setting the groundwork for peace. Now, where we're going, it's Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, saying North Korea better be prepared to fight because America is. Okay. All right. Well, we're being invaded, so if you're ready to fight, maybe fight for our country. Maybe you can look to the previous administration for hints as to how to deal with the people that are no longer taking your phone calls, like North Korea. Truly incredible stuff. We'll cover all of that and more. We have Scott Greer joining us in the third hour to take your calls and talk about some of this nonsense going on as well. Very excited to welcome him. And of course, before we go out to phone calls, I will remind you, we are in the mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off plus free shipping on a number of Bombshell products. If you haven't tried something like BrainForce before, give it a try. It's 50% off right now and free shipping. A minimal investment for you to make in your health and your future and your ability to be at the top of your game. BrainForce Plus is one of our most popular products, and there's a reason why. Go ahead and buy it right now for 50% off and find out what that reason is. Find out why people go crazy over this product, why we have a hard time keeping it on the shelf. Yeah, it's been out of stock for quite a while, but it is back in 50% off, as well as Alpha Power. It's another fantastic one. And folks, you got to buy toothpaste, right? Why go and buy the stuff that poisons you from corporations that despise you? Get the good stuff, the natural stuff, and the stuff that supports this bastion of free speech and this powerful weapons array aimed at the enemies of humanity. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this program, everything that we do here, and better your own life with these fantastic supplements. Right now, the mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off and free shipping on those select products. With that, I go out to the phone calls. Let's go to Matt in New York, who says, know your enemy. Very good rule of thumb there, Matt. What do you mean by that? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I just want to say, in order for us to fight a war, first we must identify our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And our enemy are the secret societies that exist inside our country since the time of George Washington. The Freemasons, which Donald Trump is a part of, Roger Stone is a part of, probably a lot of people on your staff are a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, just to let you know that Trump is not on our side. He read a poem before this vaccine rollout about a snake injecting venom into a woman's arm that helped the snake. So I just want everyone to know. I mean, if you need any more clues, I mean, they're out there. This guy is a Masonic Templar, and they are, their goal is one world religion, one world government, world domination. All right? That's your buddy Donald Trump. But what do you have to say about that, Mr. Harrison?
Well, I think you're definitely right. It is the secret societies, although we've entered a new reality where they aren't secret anymore. They feel like they've, done enough, laid enough groundwork here where they're out in the open. I mean, back in the day, Bilderberg itself was a conspiracy theory, right? Oh, Bilderberg, you think all of the elites from all over the world come together to plan and plot together how they're going to roll out global governance? That's a conspiracy theory. That's insane. That doesn't happen. Well, thanks to the work of people like Alex Jones, the reality of that was brought to the forefront. So now they say, well, yeah, we do get together, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And they put out little talking points as to what exactly they are up to. And of course, it's all doublespeak. I can't say I agree with you with Trump. I mean, we're not Trump sycophants here. We've called him out when he makes mistakes. We've called him out when he contributes to the plots and plans by these people in Bilderberg and other places. But, when I first started working here at InfoWars, the first trip I took with InfoWars was with Dave and I, Noan Schroyer, Kit Daniels. We went to Bilderberg and we got their list of topics that they were discussing. And just about every single one was, how are we going to kneecap Donald Trump and prevent him from carrying out his plan? I mean, that's what Bilderberg was very concerned with. How do we, prevent him from building the wall? How do we prevent him from, returning power to the people? So, I mean, what he represented was something that really struck fear into the hearts of these secret societies that you're talking about. Now, I think it's a little bit too much to say, it's all on him and, it's up to him to fight back all of this all at once. So I can't agree with you there, because just from their own words, their own mouths, the Bilderberg Group. In fact, it was literally the first report I did on InfoWars. It was called like Translating Globalist Doublespeak or something like that. And I was going through and reading, you know, they'd have, here are the 10 topics that we're going to discuss at Bilderberg. And, be, you know, number one, it would say something like, ensure the integrity of the immigration system. And it's like, all right, translate, how do we get, you know, low cost wages by importing, you know, millions of illegal immigrants to come work in our fields and undercut the American wage supply. It was like each one was this, you know, they phrased it in such a nice, hopeful, good term. But in reality, what they're talking about was the destruction of the nation. And just about every single one of those bullet points was about how to prevent the Trump agenda from moving forward. Now, I think, you know, Trump, I think, had a warped sense of the reality of the situation. And I think he really thought that he would just be a normal president. I think he thought, like, oh, during the campaign, it's going to be, you know, rough and tumble, and we're going to have to, you know, say some things we don't really mean, and then we'll come together. And he thought, you know, people, the politicians will see how popular this agenda is. They'll come together behind me. And even though it's a little bit contentious, at the end of the day, you know, we saw how badly George W. Bush was treated during his presidency. And then afterwards, you know, oh, he's an honored, you know, former president, and he gets the red carpet everywhere. He didn't realize, you know, what he was up against. It was a life or death struggle against absolute psychopaths that were desperate to destroy everything that made America great in the first place.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imerick's Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, in the next segment, I will be playing you some amazing videos from the migrant invasion going on at our southern border. Two of these will be from ABC, where they go and ask illegal aliens why exactly they've come at this time to cross the border illegally. You'll be shocked at their answer. You'll be amazed, unless you're paying attention, in which case you already know what their answer is. It's Joe Biden. We'll also be bringing you a breaking exclusive from Project Veritas that they've just released in the last hour. All of that to come in today's program, as well as Scott Greer joining us in the third hour to take your calls and put his 187 IQ to task to try to figure out what is going on here as America collapses before us. Let's go now to the phone calls. Jefferson in Virginia. And y'all are doing great, by the way. I asked at the beginning of this that we keep phone calls a little bit shorter so we can get to more phone calls on today's program, and everybody has been doing a fantastic job. So thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, who says Trump is not responsible for vaccine safety. So this is another very popular topic with our callers, the fact that Donald Trump is one of the driving forces behind the push to vaccinate while we, his supporters, beg him not to. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, sir.
All right.
Feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah. Blaming Trump for the safety of the vaccines is like blaming Ronald Reagan for the Challenger explosion. Mm. Okay? You have to be able to trust your scientists to do the work they're supposed to do. Trump's job with Warp Speed was to ensure that the vaccines got made. He said, go ahead and make them. I'll make sure you get paid for making them. If they turn out to be unsafe, then we won't let you bring them to market. That was his job. Biden stole the election. I'm pretty sure if Trump had been reelected and gotten into office, as he did get reelected, he would have declared the emergency over. So the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act would no longer be in effect. So the governors and the health professionals, public health people, couldn't use mandates as if they were law.
Right.
That's clearly unconstitutional. So that's what's all these people that have been damaged, all these businesses that are going under because of the mandates and fines, they should all form a class action and sue the government to declare the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act unconstitutional. If we can get that taken down, then this whole thing, regimen of surveillance and control over us, goes away.
Yes, that's a very good thought. And I would even be, you know, in favor of some sort of, you know, of course, anything in the government they say is temporary. It isn't always temporary, but like a one-time tax for all of these massive companies like Amazon and Walmart and Apple and Microsoft that have all made literally trillions of dollars during the COVID pandemic as a direct result of the lockdown, you know, protocol that doesn't seem to apply to them and yet shuts down your small business. I'd say I think that's a perfectly valid use of the government to go in and say, all right, all of this money that you made because of these lockdowns, we're taking it and we're giving it back to the small businesses to make up for some of their lost revenue of the, over the last year. That only makes sense to me. But, of course, it's the Great Reset. This is the entire plan. This is the entire point. It's all been predicated on this, you know, falsified pandemic, this giant hoax. And I completely agree with you that, you know, Trump still could have done better. He still could have not fallen for it and not, you know, played into this. But at the same time, you're right. It's the fact that we have people in these positions of power that are putting forward these vaccines without doing testing, without the safety measures. Yeah, it's not necessarily the president's job to like double check their science. He has to rely on the experts that we have in place. And it just so happens that the experts we have in place are puppet mouthpieces for the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, media complex under which we now suffer. Thanks so much for the call, Jefferson. Very good points. Let's go to Charles in Georgia, the great state of Georgia. Thanks so much for calling in, Charles. You are on the air.
What's up, Harrison? How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to make this real quick. I've been a listener with InfoWars since I was since Alex was 25 years old, and listen every day to most of the programs. I'm retired now, so I can listen full-time right on through the end of the evening shows. And what I've done, I suggest all the people out there, is listeners out there, is to, like I've done for many years, is download the programs as many as you got hard drive space for.
Mm-hmm.
I use Final Cut Pro to cut them up into powerful segments if they're different than what you have on band.video. And I have distributed either by my phone showing people or by DVDs that are still very much in use for nearly 15 years of the most powerful things that are said on your shows, both from your host and your callers. I've also made a couple thousand business cards at a time that have band.video and all your web links. And I give these out at every chance I get. And it's an easy way to expose people to, you know, show them a 2-minute clip from band.video and give them a card and say, look, there's a thousand things I could say on outreach, but we all have to be in the game to do that. It's not enough for you host, the guests you have, to talk to us. We got to take what you give us and send it out. That's the only way this thing happens. Now, let me get to my points of what's wrong with humanity. I'll say this as quick as I can, even though it could take for hours. I could have my own show on this.
Sure.
Look, we all have so many things in common, both the ones that are being abused by the controllers of the world and the ones on top, so to speak. We're here in this thing called life, this physical, mental, spiritual, psychological realm, but everything in this life works by contract, first of all. You know, there's nobody that takes your money like the tax system, for instance. Somewhere back in time, be it senators and congressmen, they contracted to change the system the way it is. And as human beings, we have an opportunity to accept or not. Mm. And we've accepted all of the paradigms of power relationships that at this point in time have us in a bind because of these primary reasons, and this is how we can fix our problems. When you look at all events through human history and the success that human beings have had, it always happens through the philosophers, be it Martin Luther King, be it great thinkers, be it the biblical Jesus, be it you can go down the line, but philosophers, people who think deeply and understand the nature of the way the processes of life works. And the first thing you see is that any time a process gets out of balance, be it your health, be it the weather, be it financial differences, be it force in military or police powers, whenever the people let the controllers that have evil intent have a severe imbalance, it always oppresses people. So if we were philosophers at heart, we would think through these processes we're part of and understand that if life is like a play field, a football field of 100 yards, and the game, the rules are such and such, you have the players, you can't be on the bench. That's another thing. You have to be in the game. If we're in this life, we're not here to sit on the bench and watch. We have to be involved, because if you don't, you get whatever is left to you or given to you. But if we were philosophers and would think philosophically, use our mind, because again, as your show talks about, the war is in the mind, and that is the most paramount thing to think about. And of course, like Alex Jones is one of the great, almost prophets in this modern day, so is one of the guests he has, David Icke, for instance. And the major thing David Icke talks about is that our perspective, what we see, what we understand.
You're exactly right. And it's all about waking up the masses to think for themselves. That was a great call, Charles. Thank you so much.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We are, of course, the newest show on InfoWars.com, and we are a call-in show. And callers like Charles from Georgia in that last segment is exactly why this type of program is so valuable. Such an incredible call. And Charles hung up before we had a chance to ask him his information, because we want to send him a little something. I don't know. Sometimes we're just inspired when we get a particularly great call, especially from somebody who, like Charles said, he's been in the game, been an info warrior for decades now, and does the work of helping to spread the links and to spread this information. And, you know, we just want to say thanks to Charles. So if Charles wants to call back in today or tomorrow or whenever, we want to get his information to really say thank you for him. And, of course, the top three calls of every program get their own video on band.video. And, you know, he was talking about the way to share this information. And not only can you go to band.video and you click the share button, it'll give you a disguised URL so you can post on things like Facebook and Twitter without getting banned, because obviously they have band.video marked. You cannot put a URL to this dissident website on, you know, the sacred land of social media. But we'll give you a disguised URL. You can copy that and share that. But, you know, what he was talking about doing is almost even more valuable. And what he did was he used a screen capture tool, or he simply downloaded the entire files, and all the files on band.video are easily downloadable with a single click of a button. And then putting them into a program like Final Cut Pro or Adobe Premiere, which you can pay for, but there's also inexpensive or cheap alternatives. Taking them in there, editing them a little bit. I mean, you know, learning how to video edit is a very valuable skill these days. And you can go in and, you know, clip out a particularly important 30 seconds and put that up on social media and spread that around and share it and DM it to, you know, influencers who you think may want to retweet it and, you know, maximize the spread that way. You can also, you know, a lot of our callers are very well informed about certain topics. You know, some people may be, you know, much more well-versed in things like virology or whatever it is. And, you know, you people can be an outlet, not just of our information, but of your own information, and we can share it. It's an ecology of, you know, information here, where if you go and, I mean, make infographics, right? Go find the information that you think is important, copy it, paste it in a Paint is a fine program, or Adobe Photoshop. You know, make it look good. Put it, you know, all this information out there. Put it onto Twitter. Put it onto Facebook. Share it around. Send it to us. We'll put it on air. You know, it's all about just generating, not just, you know, one hub. We like to be a hub, but, you know, we just want to be the hub with all the spokes. And you guys are the spokes, and you guys are the ones out there not just spreading the information and supporting us at InfoWars, but being your own, you know, InfoWars remote outpost out there across the world, across the United States. I mean, it's vitally important that you help us get this information out there and that you generate information for us to share as well. And we really do appreciate it. And this is how the war will be won. You know, it may be a very informative article, but people don't read articles. So go take your favorite article, find the important information, copy it out or retype it on a meme or an infographic of some sort. And you can be the ones compiling that information, collating that information, and then spreading that information and helping it get out there. And then we, of course, can serve our role as being a hub of this. And, of course, you can call in and share it with us and tell us what your website is. And we can go and send people there. I mean, it's all about generating this energy and this questioning mindset that is so vitally important as we move ever towards a world of total control of not just our physical action, but of our ability to think clearly as well. It's all intertwined and interconnected. Now, with that, I do want to go out to the phone calls very shortly, but I feel like I have to play this. It's the, well, let's see, how long is the Project Veritas video, guys? 5:32. So we don't quite have time. We'll play that in the next segment. But in this segment, I want to play these few segments from ABC. We'll go to clip number two first. This is ABC's Martha Raddatz talking to an illegal alien who crossed the border, asking, would he have tried to do this while Donald Trump was president? His answer is illuminating. Here it is.
This significant surge coming after President Biden ended Donald Trump's so-called Remain in Mexico policy, requiring asylum seekers to wait there for their court proceedings. Since then, many of those tent cities along the Mexican border have emptied out as people start streaming in. We were there when a bus of 56 asylum seekers arrived at Casa Elitas, a Catholic charity shelter in Tucson. Men, pregnant women, and children stepping off the bus with only what they could carry. This father, who asked that we not show his face, traveled to Mexico from Brazil with his wife and three young kids before crossing the border.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe
Biden. Was Joe Biden, yeah. The second thing was Joe Biden. And again, the question is, like, who's paying for the buses to bring them up here? This is not a valid asylum claim because there's violence in your country. I mean, there's violence in America as well. You're not, if you're not being persecuted for your beliefs, if it's not your government targeting you, you don't get to apply for asylum. That doesn't make any sense. But you can tell, you know, this guy, just like so many of these migrants, I mean, there are NGOs that go and train these people. They say, okay, here's how you phrase it in order to achieve asylum. And so, you know, they're trained, like, if people ask you why you're coming, you have to say the violence in my country. You have to say it's the violence in your country, because then they can check that box and say that you, you know, are applying for asylum. Whereas if you were just to say, oh, I'm here for, you know, the money, I'm here for the welfare, I'm here because Joe Biden invited me, they won't, you know, that won't get you the asylum claim. You have to have the magic words. See, if you say abracadabra, then you're allowed in. If you misspeak, then you're not allowed in, because this is how absurd our entire process is. Now let's go to clip number four with another migrant saying very much the same thing.
America, we walked into Juarez, Mexico, a city racked with violence, to find Ophelia and her 10-year-old son now headed back to Guatemala after being sent back to Mexico. The reason she risked everything?
She truly didn't risk everything, did she? I mean, she failed and she's still fine. She's going back to her home country.
Because of President Biden, she would be welcome. And joining me now is the Secretary of Homeland Security,
now look at this,
Alejandro Mayorkas. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Watch the panic right that you're about to see on display with Mayorkas.
The sheriff say it, the governor say it, and the migrants I spoke to say it. They are coming across because they believe they will be welcomed under the Biden administration. You said yourself 3 weeks ago, we're not saying don't come. We're saying don't come now. President Biden had a stronger message later. But the messages are mixed at best, Mr. Secretary.
Martha, good morning. The message is quite clear. Do not come. The border is closed. The border is secure.
Oh, really?
We are
expelling
families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority, under Title 42 of the United States Code, because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and that is a public health imperative. We are encouraging children not to come. Now is not the time to come. Do not come. The journey is dangerous. We are building safe, orderly, and humane ways to address the need.
Shut up. Shut up, you worm. You know, just the blatant lies, the blatant disinformation. They invited the migrants. We've seen clip after clip after clip, especially during the you know, debates, presidential debates this year. But he says the border is closed, the border is secure. Really, that's why there's 15,000 unaccompanied minors in custody. That's why they're spending billions of dollars to house migrants in hotels, to release them on the streets of Dallas, to send them to bus stations in McAllen, Texas. Just constant overflow, 100,000 people every 2 weeks getting caught. Oh, but it's closed and it's secure. Thank you, Mayorkas.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, Scott Greer will be joining us in the next hour. We'll go to your phone calls just as soon as possible. But first, I want to go to some breaking news from Project Veritas. Veritas DHS Insider leaks document warning of a Central American-based caravan heading to the U.S. by March 30th. It is a release here, a leak of a U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office of Intelligence memo saying potential caravan participants are using social media to continue to promote a Central America-based migrant caravan to depart San Pedro Sula, Honduras, on the 30th of March and transit Mexico en route to the United States. An estimated 10,000 followers in this, and they are coordinating, meeting together, and working together to push towards the United States border, knowing that our border patrol is completely overwhelmed and incapable of preventing them from getting into the United States and slipping through the cracks and potentially being in the United States when the all-important amnesty is granted. Guatemalan migrants are instructed to leave towards the border of Guatemala and Mexico, where all Central American migrants participating in the caravan will meet. The specific destination will be published 2 days prior to departure as a precaution against presumed government action. CBP Watch will continue to partner with Central America-based attachés to monitor for indications that the 30th of March migrant caravan shows signs of forming and will produce updates as warranted. So just the latest in seemingly an endless string of migrant caravans moving towards the United States with the funding, protection, and organization by NGOs funded by the likes of billionaire George Soros and others. This is sedition, but of course that won't ever be put forward. No, sedition is when you walk around the Capitol and wave an American flag. That apparently is sedition. Meanwhile, billionaires funding literal invasion caravans up from the South, that's liberal. That's good. That's globalism. Also, Project Veritas today, in addition to releasing these leaked documents, has come out with a new video. I haven't seen it because it came out after the show began. So let us together watch the latest exclusive by Project Veritas, never before seen images inside Texas detention facilities. I remind you once again that the mainstream media has been, disallowed from actually going in and investigating this. An embargo has been placed, and the Customs and Border Patrol themselves have had an unofficial gag order placed on them. They don't want the information getting out that exposes the failure of the Biden administration and the United States Border Patrol is actually completely failing to keep out hundreds of thousands of migrants pouring across the border on nearly a daily basis. Here is the latest video by Project Veritas.
I'm on the ground in Donna, Texas. If you want to take a look at this facility right here, to your left, that is the Border Patrol tent facility. Stands right behind me. Just a month ago, Customs and Border Patrol agents completed the construction of that facility. It's a 165,000 square foot facility. And we have never seen images inside this facility before. They won't even allow the nonprofit lawyers who conduct the actual oversight of these immigration detention centers to go inside. Nobody has seen photos inside of this place. Until now, Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen photographs of what it actually looks like inside this facility. Shocking images showing people wrapped up in what looks like metal foil, laying on the ground, their faces covered. Why won't the administration be honest about this? Why won't they show you these images? We have a man who's telling us to leave. Where would the press? They told us it's private property, but you know what isn't private property? Airspace. We're going to fly this Cirrus right over the top of the detention center to get a better look. Airspace is not private property, so we're flying 1,000 feet. There's the facility right there. You can see it. There it is. Flying over the facility to give you a good vantage point. There's the tents. You see a bomb right over there.
Man, you can just imagine the amount of money that goes into building these places, the amount of money that goes into staffing them.
The press secretary was asked the question why they haven't released these images.
Even you all haven't released any images that you obviously could redact if you wanted to.
Again, we remain committed to sharing with all of you data on the number of kids crossing the.
She dodged the question, saying, quote,
and we remain committed to transparency. I don't have an update for you on the timeline,
end quote. Well, press secretary of the White House, let Project Veritas do your job for you. Just last night, we have now obtained these photos inside this facility. Now, these photos are very, very grim. In addition to the photos, Project Veritas has also learned that these photographs were taken in the last few days. There are 8 pods with 8 cells in each facility. At any given moment, there are an average of 3,000 people in custody inside this detention center. Now, the pod has 8 cells that are currently holding 600, that's 600 unaccompanied juvenile males aged 7 to 17. They're separated by age or physical size depending on the room. 50 of the individuals inside this facility were COVID positive in these cells. There have been multiple sexual assaults inside this facility, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies. This border crisis does not appear to be slowing down. In fact, we've just obtained new leaked documents as well from another insider, this one inside the Department of Homeland Security. It says the document was prepared by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office of Intelligence. It warns of a potential Central American-based caravan coming our way in less than 2 weeks on March 30th. It says, quote, in the days leading up to March 30th, and should a caravan form, CBP personnel in the region will work closely with and maintain constant communications with CBP, Customs and Border Patrol. Now, every car that drives by is beeping at us. A lot of people giving us the middle finger here. A lot of people are not happy that we are filming or we are recording or asking questions about this facility. Not only did our DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, insider leak us these documents, the insider also secretly recorded in a private DHS Q&A session Alejandro Mayorkas commenting on what he thinks is happening at the border. And you can hear this quote from Alejandro talking about the new administration making a decision not to expel unaccompanied children.
The new administration made a decision not to expel unaccompanied children. And we are addressing a significant increase in the encounters with unaccompanied children in between the ports of entry.
Here's a Customs and Border Patrol van. These are minors aged 7 to 17 inside the van. He's waving at us right now. The people that are being accompanied in this facility, according to what Project Veritas has learned, between the ages of 7 and 17, males, 600 unaccompanied juveniles. As you can see, we're on the corner of South International and Rio Grande Street, just south of Donna, Texas, north of the Mexican border. We were just there at the bridge. We really appreciate the brave insider who worked with us on this story. The public has a right to know that we're going to create an army of whistleblowers and insiders. You can reach out to us at Veritas Tips. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at protonmail.com. Some extraordinary images here. The security guard is telling us to leave. Pissed. He's so pissed. They know we're here, ladies and gentlemen.
So there you go, folks. On national TV, Mayorkas says the border is closed. The border is being well protected. Meanwhile, in their own private meetings, he's talking about the overwhelming surge of unaccompanied minors and how the American government is dealing with that is, well, tuck them away like burritos in a Chipotle to-go box. I mean, that's literally what comes to mind when you look at these images of these children in these metal, got to be uncomfortable blankets. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing, isn't it? Of course, while Donald Trump was president, you had things like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going to the border and crying, weeping for these poor young children. No such outpouring of grief these days because a Democrat is in charge, and it wouldn't be politically expedient for them to be making such displays of anger and fury and sadness at what's going on. Of course, this has been caused entirely by the open borders policies of the Biden administration, essentially inviting everybody and anybody who can possibly get across the border to come because we'll house you, we'll give you welfare, we'll bus you farther into the interior. And now it's being reported that they're not even setting a date for the people to return and come to court to be adjudicated whether or not they actually deserve their position as, claiming amnesty. Just don't even worry about it. Just we'll take some information and then we'll put you on a bus to the interior of the country. So, folks, migrant crisis at the border absolutely explodes. Hundreds of thousands in custody on a monthly basis, soon to be coming to a neighborhood near you. It's an invasion, folks. Where is your army? It's across the world dealing with China. Absurd.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. Our guest is Scott Greer. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott M. Greer or on YouTube at youtube.com/highly respected. Scott Greer is the author of No Campus for White Men and host of his podcast called Highly Respected. As a journalist, his work has been featured on The Daily Caller, Revolver.News, as well as mirrored on countless others. A very highly respected individual indeed, and I'm so glad he's agreed to come on the show. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I think you're a very good person to have on today because so much of what you talk about coincides with so much of the major news that we're experiencing on a daily basis here. You know, I noticed on yesterday you tweeted out this great meme of it's a liberal meme, basically saying, you know, trying to portray it as if the billionaires are trying to incite working class Americans against immigrants. And you point out libs genuinely believe immigration restrictionism is supported by billionaires. They can't comprehend that the wealthy benefit from mass immigration. And then I read earlier today this story, corporate donors dominate push to give amnesty to 4.4 million illegal aliens, a letter written in favor of amnesty from everybody from Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Google, IBM, Uber, and PayPal. I mean, just every major massive conglomerate in America seems to be pushing for amnesty and for illegal immigration. Why is this, Scott?
Because it benefits their bottom line. I mean, they get the cheap labor. I mean, the native born workers are going to demand a higher rate, higher wages, and instead they can get the immigrants to work for a far less wage. So that's why they support it. I mean, they attract these immigrants to our country. That's the funny thing about that meme, is that it really would be the meme of like the billionaire saying, hey, white worker, I'm going to take your cookie and give half, break it up and give half of it to the immigrant while keeping the other half myself. Right. That would be an accurate meme of that cartoon I showed. But they seriously do believe this, that it's like the billionaires secretly controlling everything, that they're actually the ones pitting worker against worker, when it's in fact the billionaires who are bringing in these low-wage workers from all over the world in order to suppress wages here and to take jobs that Americans wouldn't take for the wages that they're going to pay. So, I mean, it benefits their bottom line. It also is now gives them moral clout because the liberal elite thinks that immigration is this greatest good, that immigration makes us stronger. So no better way to make billionaires look better to be like, oh, we stand for the poor little suffering immigrant. We want to give them a path to citizenship too, even though it's for rank profit driven motives. They then could say, oh, we're doing this because we're just so good people. You know, I may have this giant mansion and I may try to fight to ensure I pay very few taxes, but now I'm standing with a poor, humble immigrant and making sure that they can experience the American dream. So, yeah, I mean, it's primarily profit-driven. It benefits their bottom line, but it gives them the addition of, you know, increased moral status, which they're desiring of, because, I mean, people don't necessarily think view the wealthy and the billionaires as necessarily good people who are operating out of good motives.
Yeah, yeah. Not exactly altruistic, the motives that they're acting on. And it is amazing that you have, I mean, I guess it just goes hand in hand with almost everything that we've seen, especially over the last year, that you have liberals who, you know, on one hand, they're just like, we have to destroy the billionaires, eat the rich. You know, they think they're fighting the power, and yet they support all of the same programs that the billionaires and the trillionaires, you know, the multinational corporations are the ones putting forward. And then, you know, especially now you have the absurdity of, like, you know, Ford sending a massive plant down to Mexico. So they'll take American jobs, send them to Mexico, and then bring the Mexicans in to compete for the jobs that no longer exist in America. I mean, this is unsustainable, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be no jobs left for any working class Americans if they had their way. And yeah, that's the thing with the Ford plant, is that they think that they can send, you know, not only do they want to import cheap labor here, they want to outsource cheap labor to other countries. I mean, they're still sending our manufacturing base overseas. Like, yeah, this happened in the 70s and 80s when they could realize that they could make a far cheaper product in China and Mexico. And a lot of these processes of...
Here, Scott, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us, folks.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. In
the southern Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Scott Greer. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott M. Greer. He is, of course, highly respected in many of the most important circles of politics and on the right wing especially. The man has an IQ of 187, which is at least 7 points higher than mine. So I'm very happy and honored to have him on. And, of course, his podcast is called Highly Respected, and that can be found on YouTube at youtube.com/highlyrespected. And, you know, Patrick Halley put out a list the other day saying, hey, if you're sad that Rush Limbaugh is no longer on the air, here's a list of shows that, you know, you can get your fix with. And of course, Highly Respected was one of those, often, you know, put forward as sort of, if you're on the right, this is what you need to be listening to. This is what you need to be paying attention to. What can people expect when they go and watch Highly Respected, Scott?
Well, they first can expect their IQ to increase by, I don't know, I don't want to give an exact number, but I want to say your IQ increases by at least 5 points when you listen. It talks about generally current events, history, culture. Like the episodes that's coming out today, many of the episodes deal with like current affair topics like what was happening with the Trump impeachment or what Biden is doing or immigration policy that's currently going on. But today, the new episode that's going to premiere in, I think, less than 2 hours, that's going on about the Cold War and Cold War history and how, you know, people on the right should view the Cold War, considering all that's happened since then. So it's off the beaten path of current affairs and current politics. So it can range in anything from politics, history, and culture. So I think a lot of your viewers would really enjoy it.
Yeah,
I mean, if Patrick Halley says I'm the successor to Rush Limbaugh or one of them, maybe it's on to something. I don't know if I would put myself necessarily in that category. But if, you know, I'm getting a recommendation from him, I think a lot of InfoWars viewers would love it.
Well, you're clearly a humble guy, too humble. clearly, if your Twitter handle is anything to go by. And yeah, of course, people can tune into that by going to your Twitter and going to Scott M. Greer is the Twitter. And you have a link there to the live broadcast that'll take place at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. And we encourage people to do so or catch the replay later. And I want to get into that because I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about the Cold War, maybe you can give a little preview. But going back to the topic we were discussing before the break, outsourcing, insourcing, the consequences the same. It's theft of the American people and billionaires pocket the difference while, you know, selling out your jobs and your livelihoods to people either across the sea or who have crossed the border. You were talking about this, and I want to let you finish your thought on just, you know, the scheme that's being played here.
Well, yeah, and it's all a part of globalism. I mean, this is the effect of an interconnected economy with these interconnected cultures and countries, is that it really ends up with you getting a lower wage and having your country ruined. And then at the same time, your country doesn't even have a manufacturing base. Is that these billionaires realize that they can make more of a buck by sending American jobs overseas, which also hurts our national security. I mean, is it really good for us that our entire manufacturing base is in China or even in Mexico? I mean, yeah, maybe Mexico isn't necessarily the greatest hostile threat to us like China is, but is it really good for us that this is happening? It's good for the billionaire. I mean, they make more money, but it's not good for the ordinary American. It's not good for the American citizenry as a whole. And this is what you've been seeing, this effect from NAFTA. You know, when NAFTA was passed in the early 90s, they claimed that this would end illegal immigration, that because we would send these jobs down to Mexico, we wouldn't have to worry about them coming here and stealing your job. Instead, illegal immigration increased and outsourcing increased. So we got the worst of both worlds in that case. And yeah, it all benefits the billionaires and the wealthy elite. And they tried, you know, there is these naked profit motives for a lot of this, that they have to add this moral veneer to all this. Like, globalism is good because we're raising up the third world, or we're helping out these poor suffering people. But instead, you know, it's just making your own country worse. And these people who had good paying jobs that would have allowed them to raise a family and save up for retirement, you know, they no longer have that. They now have to see their job taken to Mexico or China or wherever. And, you know, this is the fruit of globalism. And if people don't like it, well, then maybe they should end globalism.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, you even have these incredible dangers like China producing something like 90% of our pharmaceutical supply. I mean, it would be a simple matter for the Chinese Communist government to just go, all right, you're cut off, America. And then, I mean, we would literally kill ourselves. Like, it would just be suicides, insanity across the board with the number of people that we have relying on antidepressants and all these other, you know, mood altering, mind altering drugs. I mean, our entire supply comes from our greatest geopolitical enemy. We've given them a kill switch to our entire country. I mean, are we just in a suicide death cult here? Is that what America has become? Just a bunch of people who just want to see themselves, their lineage, their history just absolutely destroyed out of some weird, you know, convoluted sense of self-importance, that they'll be the ones to sacrifice themselves? I mean, help me wrap my mind around this, Scott, because it's baffling to me.
Well, it is a suicide death cult, but they don't realize it is, because they think it's making us stronger. It's like globalism makes us stronger. Diversity is our greatest strength. America, immigrants are what make this country great. And so they do this everything. I mean, with the China dependence, we saw that last year when the coronavirus broke out. I mean, and they're like, our whole supply of masks is in China, and they're shutting down. We're not sure if we're going to have all these supplies ready. And people never had the thought, like, maybe we should bring all that stuff back here.
Right.
And maybe there is something to Trump trying to put tariffs on China in order to encourage American-based manufacturing rather than having it all in China. But they didn't want to consider that. They still wanted the cheap goods, you know, still made in China, still being produced by the Chinese, even though, and us having this major dependence on it. And yeah, we could, I mean, if they shut us off, like, you know, very bad things are happening. But yeah, I think they don't realize that it hurts us, that it's ultimately going to kill us. They think all of these things make us stronger, that this makes us a better country. And the fact that corporations can now make these products for cheaper is somehow a sign of national health. Like, we're going to be stronger with, like, cheaper iPhones and cheaper gadgets and all these things that might not necessarily need. And it would be much better if we produced it here from a national security perspective, from an economic perspective. I mean, instead of Chinese workers or slave laborers they're using in many parts of China, you know, we're using American workers. But they don't want to consider that, because they think that anything that makes, you know, the economy grow or creates more profit is inherently good. And, you know, it's not necessarily good. It's not good for us or for many different reasons. But they carry it on. So I think, and they, as I, you know, said before, you know, there is this moral veneer to all these arguments that, you know, this is like, we're accomplishing good things by doing this. And maybe there is some degree of sacrifice. I mean, you do see that a little bit more often where you'll see people on Twitter who'll be like, I hope, you know, it'll be a white person. They'll be like, I hope. Like a person of color takes my job or, right. or takes my spot because, you know, white people have been hogging up this area for too long. And you see a little bit more of that. But from now, they think that like including these people in or, you know, especially from a globalist perspective, you know, it makes everyone stronger. You know, we're not just carving up a piece of the pie and giving away our piece of the pie to someone else. We're creating more pie, apparently. Mm. I mean, they always love the pie metaphor, but. Yeah, I don't. They don't necessarily realize that they're in a suicide death cult, but it has that attendant. It has that result, and it's a matter of waking people up. That's the American right's goal in order to say, like, hey, this is going to kill us, and we have to change course. Otherwise, we're not going to have a country anymore. We might not even have a world anymore. So, you know, these are things to consider. But a lot of these people are too delusional and too sucked into the. To the cult to even realize it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that you see cropping up a lot, which I'm glad people are starting to recognize this, is they're trying to manufacture the concept that freedom and self-reliance and individuality is somehow selfish and bad and evil, when in reality, we should protect ourselves. Nobody else is going to protect us. Nobody's going to protect our jobs. Nobody's going to protect the Native American, you know, population that's been here for hundreds of years and helped build this country from the ground up. Nobody's going to protect us. And it's the poorest, you know, people in America that are suffering when you have people from Mexico. And it's Mexico suffering as well, right? I mean, you have this massive brain drain from across South and Central America. Do these people think that those countries are going to somehow get better because so many, you know, anybody who can will, you know, cross into America? And then what's America's response? It's like, we have to pour money into South America and Central America. It just goes to the cartels. I mean, it's like this endless cycle, this, you know, reverberation of just insanity, mistakes, and I love how you put it, the moral veneer, just absolute greed and avarice, thinly veiled over with a moral veneer of, no, we're helping the poor immigrants who all paid $10,000 to get here, by the way. More with Scott Greer on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere, please.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My guest is Scott Greer. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott M. Greer. And you can follow his podcast called Highly Respected at youtube.com/highly respected. And you have a premiere today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to go and get on YouTube and be ready for that premiere to occur today, you can find the links on Scott's Twitter at Scott M. Greer. You asked the question, who really won the Cold War? I think that is of the utmost importance in today's world. I was under the impression that it was pretty conclusively decided that it was the God-fearing West that won over the atheistic, greedy, and ultimately doomed, you know, communist there in the 80s. But since then, it seems like our guard is down, isn't it? We stopped caring about communism once the USSR fell, and now we're seeing the fruits of that. So maybe you can give a little preview for your podcast episode that premieres later today. Who really won the Cold War?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the American people, and it was, I don't necessarily want to say it was communism, because it was a type of ideology we created during the Cold War in response to communism. You could, I mean, it really is globalism that won. I mean, when we were in a competition with the Soviet Union starting in the 40s and 50s, you know, America prior to World War II imagined itself as like a real nation that was defined by its people, and it didn't necessarily want to spread its ideology or itself all over the world. It didn't imagine that within every person from a Ugandan to a Hungarian to a Vietnamese, that within inside them lies an American, and we've got to invade there and make sure that that inner American comes out. Like, that was not before pre-World War II. We're like, we're just going to focus on ourselves. We're not going to care about the world. You know, we'll sometimes care about the world, but not in a way that, like, we're sending sending troops everywhere to ensure that everywhere is like America.
Right.
But in competition with communism, because communism was marketing itself, it's like, we're the real equality. We're really standing up for your rights, and we're going to make the world a much better place, unlike these evil Americans who just want to, you know, are terrible people. They have segregation. You really can't trust them to run your, to, you know, ally with them. So in competition with the Soviet Union, we had to show that America was the real upholder of egalitarianism, that our life would be much better than communism. And that triumphed in the Cold War over communism. I mean, that's what won but it's not necessarily what traditional America is about, and it's made the world a lot worse. I mean, we've now, like, the influence that we've had on places from Eastern Europe, elsewhere, and even in East Asia, like, the kind of culture that we created in order to compete with communism is in a lot of ways very degenerate. It's not wholesome. It's not necessarily endearing to positive life values that we want. I mean, if you have to think about America's influence on the world, of what we're exporting, you know, we're exporting, you know, the LGBT rights. I mean, the gay pride flag is like the sign of the globalist American empire, as Darren Beatty would put it. You know, that is what we're exporting. And you see a lot of American embassies that will have the gay pride flag and a Black Lives Matter banner draped over itself. And this is what now Americanism, that was like invented in the Cold War to compete with communism, now it was represented by. And that's not necessarily what, you know, our founding fathers wanted America to be like. And that's what's triumphed. And it's not necessarily good for the American people, because this same ideology is what outsources their jobs to Mexico and China. It's what brings in millions and millions of immigrants to our country to take their job and to ruin their communities. So, and this was all done to compete against an ideology that, and the state that it was in the Soviet Union, I mean, there's a kind of communism now, but it's very different from what the Soviet Union was exporting and was upholding. You know, we created this in order to compete against a state that's no longer around. I mean, if you look at China, China's technically a communist state, but it practices capitalism. So it's not necessarily, there's not this great communist power anymore that's competing with us in our economic system. But a lot of the values that were first expounded upon by the Bolsheviks, we now our capitalists promote those ideas all over the world. And as you had the clip with the Black Lives Matter, the trans flag bomb, you know, that's the American empire right now. That's what we're exporting around the world.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things I have to imagine during the Cold War, people weren't necessarily fighting for capitalism, right? That's the dichotomy as it's portrayed now, is communism versus capitalism. But it was during the Cold War that we instituted the, you know, state motto, "In God We Trust," right? I think if you were to go back in time, especially like the 50s and 60s, and you said, what are you fighting for against communism? It'd be like, well, we're fighting for Christianity because communism is atheistic. We're fighting for, you know, freedom because communism is totalitarian. And, you know, we're fighting for nationalism because communism is multinational, or it's, you know, it erases national borders in favor of service towards one globalist system, right? And yet somehow it's almost like a hat trick where, you know, we thought we were fighting for God and nationalism and all of this good stuff. And yet when we come out of it on the other side, all of that is lost. And as you point out, the stuff that we're promoting now are not values that would have been even recognized by the founding fathers, let alone people who actually stormed the beaches of Normandy. You know, I mean, the classic meme is, you know, if they could see America now, they would have never taken one step onto the soil of Normandy or the soil of Vietnam or Korea or any of these other places, because what they were fighting for no longer exists here in America. It's something completely corrupted and perverted.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Americans were right to fear communism and to want to fight back again. So they saw what was happening in Eastern Europe, where they destroyed churches and destroyed local traditions and impose a hostile foreign government at the end of a bayonet on these people, and they were not able to represent themselves, and they were worried that this communism would take over the entire Western world. So yes, there was, like, it was right that we opposed communism, and most of these people thought that it was, like, you know, the fight that they were representing or the values they were representing were like their small town, as you mentioned. It's like God-fearing values that places you and your family values, and it upholds the nation state, and against this godless, atheistic communism that wants to turn the whole world into a bland shade of color and impose an evil totalitarian government on you. So yeah, no, there was a reason why Americans were, you know, had justified in wanting to fight communism, and it was the right thing to do. But at the same time, they created this globalist ideology to compete with, like, various countries around the world to show, like, oh no, we're the real egalitarians. And even in the days, you know, when we were fighting against communism, you know, if you would best call it the deep state or the intelligence apparatus or the State Department, you know, they were willing to, you know, ally with right-wingers throughout the world. Those were the most reliable anti-communists. Those were the people they would support. I mean, it would be people like Pinochet or even people like Franco that, you know, now we have to condemn, and we, you know, we're digging up Franco and dumping him in a dump. We can't even have a nice burial place for Franco, even though the people he was fighting against were far worse than he, you know, and they were committing horrible war crimes. But we don't remember that. So we're willing to ally with people that now our, you know, foreign policy apparatus, you know, the deep state wants to bomb and wants to topple and wants to nation build in these states. So that's like a difference, is that we allied with, you know, solid right wingers back during the Cold War. Now we ally with moderate rebels that, you know, usually are Islamists or, you know, left wingers or people who are trying to take down a stable government that in the past we would probably support it.
Yeah, absolutely. More with Scott Greer on the other side. Highly respected is the podcast. Newest edition today at 1.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Imrix Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it is American Journal. Quick reminder, it is currently the mega blowout sale with 50% off some of our top-selling products on InfoWarsStore.com. And it's through InfoWarsStore.com that we receive all of our funding. We have no billionaires in the shadows funding us and, you know, therefore telling us what to do. We are sponsored entirely by you, the viewer, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And so I ask that you do, humbly, I beseech you, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on the air and help us get great guests like Scott Greer. Scott Greer, of course, the author of No Campus for White Men, and he's the host of Highly Respected, the latest edition of which premieres today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at youtube.com/highly respected. And I want to stick to this topic, Scott, because I think it really goes to the heart of everything that we're facing here. You know, you talked about the fact that America tried very hard to prevent communist takeovers in places like Eastern Europe, where you had communists going in, burning churches, making being Christian illegal. And yet, fast forward to 2020, and it's some of these same countries like Hungary and Poland that are actually more Christian and have more, you know, laws in line with you know, the Christian ideology than we have here in America. And it seems like where America and in the West and in the UK and Germany and all these other places, Christianity is faltering, failing, nobody's going to church, you know, we're basically being totally subverted and you know, overrun here in the West. It's the places that used to be communist, where they would, you know, very harshly crack down on Christianity, that are now sort of having this Christian renaissance and this flourishing of Christianity, Catholic in the case of Poland, but, you know, Hungary as well would be another one of these that was under communist control, and yet now it's sort of roaring back and more nationalistic than ever. So I just think that's an interesting dichotomy, and maybe you can help explain that, why maybe it's been more damaging for us to have this slow poison leached in, whereas somehow these other populations were able to be more resilient when they were cracked down on by communism. It's an interesting dichotomy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why Poland and Hungary and other Eastern European countries are like that is because it wasn't tainted by globalism for 40 or 50 years. I mean, not necessarily saying the totalitarian government was good, and but one of the effects of it is that a lot of the culture that we were exporting into countries in Western Europe and elsewhere, you know, it wasn't reaching into these countries in Eastern Europe. And a lot of these countries, even though they had this totalitarian government, they retained their ethnic and native traditions in these countries, and they still, and a lot of people still stayed Christians. I mean, yes, they knew that the government didn't like that, and there was a crackdown on it. And, you know, there's a possibility if their priest is speaking out against the communist government, you know, he could be murdered. But they still retain these traditions and values that in a lot of ways in the West, it got replaced because we were assimilating to a new type of ideology. I mean, this globalism really was erasing people from their roots. You know, it was stripping them of their traditional religious values. And the ultimate purpose was anything goes in order to make a profit, and that was the highest value. And a lot of places in Eastern Europe and elsewhere, you know, they didn't necessarily have that ideology coming to them. They didn't have some of the degenerate culture that we were producing here in America that they were witnessing. Now, they had some, I mean, they could occasionally get rock music. I mean, not necessarily saying rock music is bad, right, but they were not experiencing the full burst of the type of things that were happening in Western Europe and America that they were going to experience in Eastern Europe. So one of the reasons that, you know, we're seeing a more traditional values and, you know, a greater degree of nationalism in these places because they were unaffected by globalism for so long. And also another fact is that, you know, these communist governments were not open borders. Like, they restricted immigration pretty harshly. I mean, East Germany had an extremely strict immigration policy. All these other places, none of them were like, come on in, world. We want you. Like, the Syrian immigrants coming, like, we want you here. Like, you make us stronger. You're the real Hungarians. You know, they didn't have that ideology at all. But throughout the West, even though Europe had stricter immigration throughout most of the Cold War, especially Germany, you know, it began to break down, especially in the UK, when the UK was taking in a lot of people from, you know, its former empire. And, of course, America, with the 1965 Immigration Act and onward, you know, was taking in more and more of the world. That wasn't happening in Eastern Europe. And so Eastern Europeans have a strong sense of who they are. You know, they don't think that, like, being Polish just means that you love liberty, or you just subscribe to our values. You know, it means something to them that is independent of abstract values, that, you know, you are born and raised there. You have that ethnicity, and only a certain type of person can be Polish. And I think throughout Western Europe and America, we've lost that sense. And I don't know necessarily if you could say that communism prevented that, but, you know, and a lot of the things that were associated with the regime that they didn't, you know, they weren't having the rest of the world come in. They were prevented from seeing a lot of the degenerate cultural exports from America and Western Europe. You know, it really did save them from our worst poison.
Yeah. And, you know, perhaps it's their experience with communism that makes them value things like nationalism and Christianity, knowing, you know, the horrors that occur once those things are taken away. And at the end of the day, it really is all about controlling people, right? And they don't necessarily, like, the people that run the world that are trying to implement this globalist superstructure over national states so they can, you know, rule by dictate without being elected or held accountable. They don't really care how they control people as long as they control people. You have China. I mean, China is a great example. I mean, they're sort of the golden child of the globalists. Now, while the globalists are here promoting all sorts of anti-Christian or just, you know, horrible things, those things don't exist in China. You know, in China, homosexuality is considered a mental illness. There's no pornography in China allowed by law. There are no immigrants at all. They're extremely racist, if we're being honest, right? I mean, you have McDonald's putting up signs saying, like, no black people allowed in China. Yet that's never called out, because even with all of that, they have total control over their citizenry. And so, you know, to me, the globalists, they understand that type of hardcore boot on the neck control wouldn't work in the West. So they've chosen a different path of control, which is the coercive allow people to sin and then control them that way, which seems to be sort of more effective in the long run, at least in the West. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and even a lot of the Chinese have a lot of the material goods that we experience in the West. So they're also cowed in by the good life. I mean, their wealth and prosperity. Do you really want to lose that by questioning the government and going to a concentration camp? No, just, like, sit at home and enjoy whatever's on Chinese TV.
Right.
And yeah, we are cowed in similar ways, is that there's so much entertainment. There's so many things here. And if you question the state of affairs, you know, you could lose your Twitter account. You can lose your bank account. You lose your job. You can have the whole community hate you. They can weaponize Antifa against you to go out and harass you with impunity. And yeah, we have that as well. And there's also a kind of moral blackmail in that, I don't know necessarily if the Chinese have accomplished this among their own people, where they see their state as the highest set of values, that we progress to this stage where the elite's values is the greatest thing we ever seen. Like, this is the superior morality and values to any past society. And that's how we envision ourselves in America. So we're able to cow people through moral blackmail, that we're telling them, you're a bad person if you think these thoughts. I mean, we don't necessarily have, like, you can still post things on the internet and not have to go to a concentration camp here in America. It could change maybe in a few years, but we do have that benefit. But you have the social control where people are going to tell you bad, you're a racist, which that can cost you your job. It can cost you your family. It can ruin your whole reputation. And people do not want to be called that. And they have these labels for people that in some ways they would rather go to prison than be called a racist or a homophobe or a sexist. So they maintain their control through moral blackmail, through, you know, soft totalitarianism rather than hard totalitarianism of, you know, China. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's like, do you really want Antifa to come down and bust up your restaurant or harass you at home if you believe these thoughts? I mean, Antifa operates as almost a state-sanctioned police to ensure that everyone follows the proper dictates and the proper values of the liberal elite.
Yeah, they do. And it's a lot easier for the people in control. They don't have to send out the stormtroopers. The people oppress themselves, and it's that much more effective. Really great stuff. Scott Greer, Twitter at Scott M. Greer, YouTube.com/highly respected. Thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it, and hope to have you on again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you so much. All right, we'll be back with more of your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family and at the same time fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWar sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are an info warrior, there's one thing you probably recognize, that this is not just an information war. It is, at its heart, a spiritual war. And for that reason, we always encourage people to speak up at their churches. And, you know, we try to support those different congregations and the leaders of those congregations that actually recognize the battle that we're in and aren't willing to bend to the dictates of the current fashions. I mean, what is the point of church if you change with the wind? That there's a reason that people aren't going to church anymore, and it's because, why should they? They get the same, you know, preaching, moralizing from CNN that they do from the pulpit, and it's pointless and nonsensical, and they're abandoning the dictates of God himself in favor of whatever the most popular mindset is at the time. It's truly incredible, which is why it's so great to see people like Catholic priest William Costco in Buckeye, Arizona, tell parishioners that Joe Biden's ideas are not welcome in his church. Hopefully we can see more of this moving forward. Churches actually, you know, using their righteous indignation to point out the evil that is being perpetrated through the government under the guise of Christianity, or under the guise of moralism and goodness in general, when it's all a lie, a despicable fabrication by those in charge. So I want to play this quickly and then out to your phone calls. Here he is, Catholic priest William Costco in Buckeye, Arizona, telling parishioners that Joe Biden's ideas are not welcome in that church.
Even if you're pro-abortion, but your ideas are not welcome here, and they will be given no quarter. The same with Joe Biden. He's a Catholic. He's a member of the family. If for some reason he would be in Buckeye on a Sunday, Joe Biden is welcome to come to Mass here. His ideas are not welcome here. And if you ask me a follow-up question, would you give him communion? No. Over my dead body. Not until he repents. He's a public figure. He needs to publicly repent. And we need to pray for his conversion.
Powerful stuff, and exactly what we need at this point in time. People standing up for what we know to be right, not bending to the will of the politicians who would deceive us. With that, we go out to your phone calls. O'Brien in Maryland wants to talk about the Georgia shooting. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for holding, O'Brien. You are on the air.
Yes, thank you, Harrison. What happened to this guy here? And I'm not kidding around. I mean, most of these spas and Oriental what was it? Massage image?
Yeah. The massage parlors, aka what we in the business call a good old rub and tug, is what they call them. Not exactly the full body massage, if you get my meaning. But yes, said he was a sex addict and wanted to kill the people he felt were responsible. Clearly, a troubled person, a violently insane person. Absolutely.
Yes, but basically, you got to understand that most of these areas here, and basically the massage parlors and everything else, actually is a high source for prostitution and basically, how do I put it? Things that we would not want to say on this show.
Right.
But you have to basically look at the fact that technically this actually is what he did to get off, and when he didn't get it, he got a gun and just shot up. Basically one side, one business, then went over and shot up another business and killed probably 8 people, 6 are Asian, and basically the news media is saying that, oh yeah, it's an Asian crime. And say, even though 2 of the people are white, this was a white person, if it was a black person, no one would have given a crap, and basically it would have been gone over like a bad person covered in lead.
Yeah, no, it's the despicable politicization of crimes, And it really is sort of sickening when you have people like Trevor Noah saying six Asian women were killed in this, you know, hate crime against Asians. And it's like, can you imagine, can you possibly imagine your daughter, your sister, your mother, your, you know, aunt being murdered and then literally having her death just ignored, just paved over, just completely not acknowledged because it doesn't fit in the political paradigm that they're attempting to stir up about this. It's absolutely despicable. And yet, you know, that's what they're doing. And I suppose it's not a surprise as they're attempting with all of their might to bring about this narrative that somehow Asians are facing hate, or as the Washington Post calls it, white terror. It's totally absurd. Thanks so much for the call, O'Brien. Let's go to Matt in New Hampshire. Wants to talk about the era of fraud. And truly, we are in a dystopian world of ubiquitous fraud. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air, sir.
Harrison, thanks for everything you do, man. I love listening to the show. Actually, I look forward to it in the morning now because you're on.
Ah, thank you very much.
Get to tune in good old AJ at like 1 or maybe 2 p.m. my time.
Yeah.
But yeah, a couple things I want to call about today. There's always so many things I want to talk to you guys about. But you know, I know you guys are strapped for time. So a couple things, man, was like the canary in the coal mine that I see that I don't hear people talking about much, but I know you guys are going to be on it because you were on it before. But it's the net neutrality and the FCC chairman who stepped down, I think you guys might remember, a couple days. Oh, when was it? It was Trump hadn't conceded. I mean, he never really. But the guy stepped down. So we know net neutrality is, which is just another word for being able to ban people off the internet forever, not just social media platforms. We know that check's in the mail.
Mm.
So that's just really troubling, right? But then I'm checking out the Federalist today, and there's an interesting article about how antitrust investigations into Google back in 2012 were derailed because they helped Obama get reelected.
Right.
So it's just more corruption and fraud. What else we got?
Carried out right out in the open. It's this is the great merger. You know, they call it the great reset. It's the great merger. Big tech is implementing a parallel government that's unelected and run by the most greedy and wealthy of, you know, I was going to say Americans, but they're not necessarily Americans, people around the world. I mean, it's an unelected globalist superstructure that is supplanting and overruling our constitutionally established courts and everything else. I mean, it's really despicable. Anything else before I have to let you go, Matt?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I totally agree with what you just said, but Mayorkas up there saying that the border is 100% secure and we're 100% in control, and then we're committed to 100% transparency. Hey, can we go to that? I want you guys to take a look? Absolutely not. Talk to DHS. Yeah, that's a big no. I mean, it's as if the way I see it is that these guys, they are trying to create a conflict. They want a physical confrontation. They're going to create one, a false flag. It's coming our way. It's inevitable. The false flag, another lockdown, the fake COVID variants. I mean, we've got Rand Paul debating Fauci, lying through his teeth. I'm disgusted that I graduated from the same school as that guy. He actually is a member of I'm alma mater with him.
Mm.
Not the same year, obviously. But, man, had to read, like, the class letter of them espousing Fauci, like, you know, how wonderful it is to see him on TV. Me and the other alumni get on the phone. We're like, is this a joke, man? Like, nobody's proud of this guy. This guy's a despicable, like, the worst human being I've ever seen in my life. And I'm disgusted that he went to my college. But truth be told, it doesn't surprise me. Because most of the people that I went to that school with, I was like a middle class, working class kid, grew up right outside of Boston. There were a lot of rich kids at that school, at the school I went to.
Yeah.
And they were completely out of touch, totally brainwashed, liberal nonsense. I mean, and it was out of control. And the type of people that turn into a Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I mean, they're worshiping him like a saint. I mean, he truly is, you know, the Pope of the new religion. He's reveling in the worship that they're giving him, totally undeserved. He's done nothing but fail. None of his dictates have, you know, been based on anything except for his, you know, personal hunch, which, you know, tends to go along the path of people need less freedoms in their own lives. They need to be told what to do. They need to be locked down just in case And yeah, now they're coming out with all these arguments about variants. It's just amazing, you know, what they're able to pull out of their back pocket at a moment's notice, you know, completely regardless of the science that they're actually showing or the, you know, negative consequences that we're seeing across the board from suicides to the total collapse of the economy. It really is despicable the way that people literally are worshiping this guy. In the story on Infowars.com today about now they're making children's books where he's the hero. I mean, they're literally indoctrinating kids into a worshipful stance when it comes to the state. And Dr. Fauci is one of their primary saints, along with George Floyd, right? I mean, these are the people that we have to worship now, even though they've done nothing to deserve it. That's going to do it for us here at American Journal. I'll be back with Owen Schroyer on the War Room at 3:30 or 4 this afternoon. I don't know what we're going to be discussing, but something I said struck his fancy, so I'm going to come back and discuss it with Owen at 3. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute. Stay with us.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Imrix Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imrix Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.